Well, good afternoon and welcome to another WNEG Goes Back to School Year. And we always kick it off here at Big A Elementary School as we're talking with the pre-K and kindergarten. And Regina Bells is the principal here at Big A Elementary School. Ms. Bells, welcome to our program.
Well, thank you for having us. It's a pleasure for you to be here at Big A today. We got so many things we want to share and let our community know what's happening at Big A. We have lots of new staff to support our students. For instance, we have a new SRO, or Andrew Loggins, and so he ensures safety at our school and for our students. We have extra support staff at our school this year to help with interventions that also help support our students and make them successful. We also have a full-time nurse and a SPED coordinator at our school. We have lots of fun things planned this year, a lot of incentives for the children, celebrations, rewards, and fun days planned throughout the year for our kiddos. And so Ms. Oldham, our counselor, she'll be here in just a little bit to talk about some of these things and how we all can look forward to having a great year at Big A Elementary.
It is a wonderful year this year, getting started again. And as you said, lots of new staff. And anything else new that's starting this year as far as the school is concerned?
Well, we have a new playground that was installed last year. The kids are enjoying it. It's awesome. I have not been down the big slide, but that seems to be the seems to be the hit. So, but yeah, we had great weather so far for the kids to enjoy that as well.
You have to have some kind of incentive this year to send Mrs. Bells down the slide.
Oh, there, yeah, so. That would be great. Hey, we might have to have a challenge for that.
Now you have to put water at the bottom or something.
Oh, what? Yeah,
I'm adding to it as I go.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll go live.
That should be a lot of fun. All right. Well, anything else to add here in the opening?
It. I'd like to go ahead and get started because we got some anxious kids that are ready to entertain our folks.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
We're now joined on our program by Tiffany Oldham, the counselor here at Big A Elementary School. Tiffany, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little about, first of all, your job as counselor. What does that entail?
So I do think that I probably have the best job on earth, dealing with 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds and getting to be their counselor. There are good days and bad days, but no 2 days are the same. But, man, just getting to walk around here and share love and be loved with the little ones and just pour into them, it's incredibly rewarding. You know, as a counselor here at an elementary school with little ones, I get to work with parents on parenting strategies because they are so young and so malleable at this age. And, you know, they're learning and growing at just exponential speeds and changing. And, you know, it's a partnership with the teachers. It's a partnership with the parents, administration. And then, of course, my number one client are the 4- and 5-year-olds that walk around here every day.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great age. And you do a lot of different things during the year. I know you got a lot of things planned. And let's talk about some of the things that you do. Tell us about Kindness Week.
Oh, that's an incredible week. So years ago, just to kind of combat the anti-bullying week, I decided, especially here with the little ones, to push out and be proactive instead of reactive. And maybe if we taught kindness and really pushed being kind to one another, we'd never even have to talk about being a bully. Or maybe we'd never even, you know, get to a point where we had a student, especially at this age, bullying another one. They love loving each other at this age, you know, through the eyes of a child. We're just all equal and we're all great, and they love getting opportunities to show kindness to teachers, to the community. And so every year that I've been here, we've kind of grown Kindness Week a little bit. And so last year we had a project inside the school where they were kind to each other in the classroom, and they were rewarded for being caught being kind. The teachers were pushed to be kind to each other, to other teachers in the building. They got to write on huge giant hearts outside of each other's rooms what they loved about each other, just to increase morale. Each class got to share special snacks through the week with another class and surprise them. And then we pushed out into the community, and we did a huge drive to support our social services department here in Stevens County. And the kids brought in, and they competed amongst the classrooms for a big party at the end of the week to see who could bring in the most toothpaste, shampoo, conditioners, soaps. We even donated food to the local food bank so that our families who join Stevens County who may be down on their luck, we now have a huge closet at our board office full of donated items from our little kindergartners to kind of get them up and started and ready to come to school. And we filled our entire gym full of donated items, and just to kind of express kindness outside of Big A. We also had our community helpers come in, and we collected snacks for them. So we had Hart County EMC and the linemen come, and we gave them two storage bins full of snacks for working hard for us. We had our fire department come in, and we gave them a storage bin full of snacks just for those overnight long weekends. The police department, the sheriff's department, and the EMC, our local EMC came in, and we had a huge assembly at the end of the week just to show our appreciation for them. So the point of it was to love on each other, to love on our adults in the building, our adults love on each other and show kindness, and then to pour out into our community to hopefully show the kids how good it feels to give back.
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful program. And another program you do is character education. How does that relate to kindness a little bit?
Okay, so we spend all year long working on our hearts. I went into the pre-K classroom last week to introduce myself, and I told them, I'm not a teacher, I'm a counselor, and we talked about what a counselor does, and I said, in a simple way, a teacher makes your brain grow, and I get to make your heart grow. And so we work on words that hopefully teach character each month, such as responsibility. Next month it's respectful, so we will learn all about being a respectful rooster here at Big A. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be caught all month being respectful in the hallways. At the end of the month, we get the teachers nominate, and a lot of the teachers will let the children vote, which is kind of a neat concept, but they'll pick one child out of the classroom who's exhibited that character trait all month long, worked really hard to grow in that area, and they'll be our super leader for the month. And so we'll go around, they're going to get a special water bottle that they get to use in class all month that says, I'm a Big A super leader, and then they get to wear a cape for the day. And it says Big A Super Leader on the back. They get to take a certificate home, and we go around and, you know, with shakers and pom-poms and celebrate in each classroom who the teacher has picked for that month, just to try to encourage them to kind of, like I said, grow their hearts just as much as their little brains are growing.
That's wonderful. And now one of the programs that we participate in at WDG is the Career Week. And tell us, you're going to have that again this year.
We are. It's a big hit. And you do. And we thank you for coming. So we have all kind of people come from the community. You know, here with the little ones, they want something that's moving and shaking. They want to see something that's fascinating. And so we bring in big trucks and big vehicles. And we bring in really cool people in the community, like the people they hear on the radio. And, you know, they get to walk around and visit. I think we had 34 participants last year. It's the biggest career day we've ever had. We spend that month's character ed word actually is hardworking. And so the entire month we talk about what it means to be a hardworking citizen, a hardworking person. And then our culminating activity for hardworking is our career week, which ends on Friday with a career day. And we have, you know, careers from ag, and I say that because that's always a hit. It's almost like a mm-hmm. farm in our backyard. We have horses and baby chicks and cows come, and a vet brings different animals. The kids love, absolutely love that. But then we have all, I try to just show them that if you can dream it, you could be it. And I do believe that it starts at this age, and you teach them what hard work means. And then you teach them to dream really, really big.
Yeah.
Kind of shoot for the stars. So it's a fun week here too.
It is, and it's a fun time on a career day as well. Anything to pass along to parents as we go through the school year this year, or anything you can add today?
Oh goodness, you know, getting them up, being excited about school. The little ones, you know, they are, like I said earlier, they're so malleable. And if mom and dad are excited about school, and if they can't wait to hear about their day at the end of the day, and they jump up, and I know those mornings are hard sometimes, but if there's excitement at home about school and about wanting to come, man, it makes our job so much easier, and it helps them. It starts a love of learning at a young age. This is where it begins. We call it our gateway school because if it's an incredible experience here, you know, our graduation rate, we won't have an issue with a graduation rate because we'll encourage the children and they'll want to be here. And at our age, that's what it's about. It's about creating a love of learning right now, to the point that it just becomes something they want to do, not they feel like they have to do. And that starts at home with the parents and how they feel about school and the excitement around school. So, you know, be their biggest cheerleader. Get them up, get them here, and let us do our job and help them grow.
Wonderful. All right. Our counselor, Tiffany Oldham here at Big A Elementary School. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
We're now joined by Rebecca Ward, who is the media specialist here at Big A Elementary. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hey, nice to see you.
How long have you been a media specialist here?
This is my second year here at Big A.
All right. And you're dealing with a lot of different things, and we're going to talk about some of those today. One of those, you got some new books here, I understand.
Yes, they're en route right now. They're being shipped, but we were able to get a chunk of ESSER money to buy a lot of new books, and so I think it was about $5,000 worth of new books, so they are on the way. So we're working on updating our book collection here and getting some books that are more age appropriate for our young readers, and we're really excited about that.
That is great. And I know as we look around the room we're in today, lots of technology here, even for pre-K and kindergarten.
Yes, so we are working on, kindergarten has been using iPads for several years predominantly, but then when the kids get to first grade, they switch to Chromebooks. So this year we have Chromebooks now here at Big A, and we're going to be working with kindergarten. I'm going to be pulling them for some technology lessons to teach them how to use a Chromebook so that when they get over to first grade at Liberty, they're ready for that switch in technology and they'll be a little bit better prepared.
It's amazing. Probably you've seen in your work how quickly the children pick up technology now and probably know a good bit before they walk in the door.
Yeah. Yes, they do. And a lot of times they've seen some of it at home. And so it's just making that transition of how we use it at home to do, you know, games or fun things to how to use it for instructional activities.
Yeah.
And so they do pick up really fast. They catch on and they learn quickly.
Now, we've heard about AR over the years at different schools, but you brought AR here now, right?
Yes, this year we are so excited that we're going to be able to offer AR, accelerated reading, for kindergarten students. As they become independent readers, they'll be able to start taking tests on their books and working towards some goals. AR has been in place at Liberty and Toccoa for many years. And so we're just excited to be able to offer that to kindergarten this year and think it's a really good step in helping kids become independent readers and get on grade level reading.
And it'll get them prepared for the first, second grade, third, fourth grade.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It will expose them to some of the same things that they're going to be seeing for the next several years as they move up the grade levels.
Very good. All right. Rebecca, anything else to add today?
We're just excited here at Big A to have another great year. We've got some great kiddos that are excited about learning, and we're excited. We think it's going to be a great year.
Well, thank you for spending some time with us. Media specialist Rebecca Ward. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're now joined by some students here at Big A Elementary, and we're starting with the pre-K, Mrs. Brooks' pre-K class, and they're going to do something special for us. Beautiful. Y'all did a wonderful job. Give yourselves a big hand. That was great. Now we're going to see if you could introduce yourselves. Can you say your names? And we'll get a little line maybe going and say your names for the folks out there.
Olivia. Chance Duncan. Hawkeye Falk. hair like. My car is. Preston.
Keelan.
Zeke. Jordan.
Ellie.
Corey.
Mary. My hey.
Austin PD.
Adrian.
Laura Allen.
Zen.
Kanaya.
The Seer.
Wow, what a great group. Give yourselves a hand again. Oh, goodness. All right, now we're joined by the pre-K class of Mrs. Batchelor and Smith, and they're going to do something special for us. Job. Give yourselves a hand. Y'all did great. All right. So now I think we're going to have them introduce themselves, tell you their names. So come on over to the microphone.
My name is Emma.
That's okay. That's okay.
My name is Logan.
Good job, Logan.
My name is Amy.
My name is Tinsley.
Good job, Casey.
My name is Zaxton.
My name is Kyra.
My name is Owen.
My name is Easton.
My name is A.
My name is Jackson White Cleveland.
My name is Danny.
My name is
Tommy. My name is Gus.
My name is Madison.
My name is Presley.
Presley.
My name is Aubrey.
Aubrey.
My name is Cowie.
My name is Adeline.
Y'all did great. Give yourselves a hand again. All right, that's Mrs. Batchelor and Smith's class.
If you're happy, clap your hands. If you're happy, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and your face will really show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, and your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, shout hooray.
Hooray!
If you're happy and you know it, shout hooray.
Hooray!
If you're happy and you know it, and your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, shout hooray.
Hooray!
Hooray! Y'all did a great job. Now, this is Mrs. Passman and Crumpton's class, and they're going to come before the microphone and say their name. So we go one at a time. We got to go one and get a little line going here. And everybody say your name.
Say
Dylan.
Come right here. Say your name.
Huh? Say Dylan.
Dylan.
All right.
Come over here.
What's your name?
Cheyenne.
All right, Cheyenne.
My name's Sada.
Come
Lego. Libby. Zala.
Marty.
Basil.
Owen Davenport.
Kinley.
And say your name.
Okay.
My name is Lee. My name is
Lee. All right.
My name is Addie.
Say, my name is Elena.
I'm just
gonna help. Okay. All right, Miss Passman and Crumpton's class. Give yourselves a hand again. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're now joined by Mrs. Pitts, Lefevre, and Shay's class, and they're gonna tell us a little bit, do a little Days of the Week song, I think, for us, and say their names as well. Good job. Give yourself a hand. All right. Let's get you to introduce yourself if you will.
My papers and the clone back and my paper on my kiss.
What's your name?
Janae.
Okay.
My name's Brianna.
My name's Blair.
Kathra.
Malia.
My name is Natalie.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much again. That's Pitts, Lefevre, and Shay. Thank you so much for being with us today. Give yourselves a hand again. Good job. All right, we're now joined by Ms. Keller and Bell's pre-K class. They're going to do something special for us. Good job. Give yourselves a hand. All right, now y'all can do something else special, I think.
Yeah.
We're going to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wonderful. Did a great job. Give yourselves a hand again. All right, now we're going to introduce these stars for you. I think we're going to line them up, and we're going to say their names for us.
Yeah. Oh, bye.
For just a moment, we'll get the teacher line you up here.
Bye.
I'm Riley.
Hey, oh, my guy.
Okay.
Cash.
I ate free.
Justin.
Lucas.
Kendall.
Rose.
Bobby.
Tennyson.
Katie.
Paisley.
Eliza.
Wyatt.
CJ Charles.
Ruger Co.
And Story Great Thing.
Very good. Thank y'all. Give yourselves a hand again. Yeah. Great job. Oh, we got one more? We got one more? Okay.
I did.
All right. All right. Good. All right, Ms. Keller and Bell's class. All right, we're now joined by Ms. Lawson and Frick's class, and they're going to do something special for us.
What's the weather? What's the weather?
Good job. Good job. Give yourselves a hand. All right, we got anything else? All right. Let's see if we can line everybody up and say your name so everybody at home can hear your name. All right?
Bryce.
Aiden.
Amaya.
Yep.
Kazan.
Bennett.
Lathan.
Amadi.
Right.
Ella.
Ozzy. Okay.
Bill.
Waylon.
Okay.
Kingsley.
All right.
Ivy.
Good.
Briella.
Good job.
David.
Okay.
Macy.
Okay.
Amala.
Okay.
Annabelle.
Good job. Y'all did a great job. Thank you. That's Ms. Lawson and Frick's class. All right, we have our final pre-K class with us here today, and it's Mrs. Higgins and Sullivan, and they're going to do something special for us.
Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
One fish. Two fish.
Okay, all right, so we got to line up. And we're going to say your names. Okay, so we got to line up. Let your teacher line you up.
Hey.
Say your name.
My name is Kip.
Okay.
Isaiah Cardinale.
Okay.
My name is Joey.
Okay.
Say your name.
Charlie.
All right.
Emily Fowler.
Good job.
Evelyn Zeta Shirley.
Good job.
B. Price.
Say your name.
Morning.
Right.
My name is Dominic Mill.
Good job.
My name's Adeline.
Right, Adeline.
My name's Jimmy Claire.
Okay.
My name is LOL.
Okay.
My name is Shay Simi.
Okay.
My name is Judah.
All right.
My name is Declan.
Okay.
My name is Colin.
Okay.
Dave.
Okay. What's your name?
Amanda.
Good job. All right.
Kate.
All right.
Megan.
All right.
My name is Emily Fowler.
Good job, Emily.
My name is Ali Dyle.
Caroline.
Good.
Caroline. Kimmy Ray
Miller. All right. Good job. Thank y'all. Good job. That's Miss Higgins and Sullivan class. All right. Now joined by a kindergarten class is here, and we got a mixture, and we have a few kids from the red team with us, and the red team teachers are Mrs. Alexander, Mrs. Sorrows, Mrs. Miller, Mrs. Cheek, and Mrs. Snyder. And the kids are going to be singing a 7 Days of the Week song. Good job. Give yourselves a hand. All right. All right, now we're going to get each one of you maybe to come up to the microphone and introduce yourself. Tell us your name. Okay. What's your name?
Kenneth Grace Ivy.
Okay.
Faith Abster.
Araya.
Zach.
Jackson Harvin.
Janae Swofford.
Kalea.
Ella.
Papa.
Addie. Good job. Thank y'all. You did a great job. That's the red team with the kindergarten today. All right, we're now joined by the green team here at Big A Elementary School in the kindergarten classes. Heaton, B, Thompson, and Curry's classes. And they're going to do something special for us today.
September, October.
Good job. Give yourselves a big hand. Give yourselves a big hand. All right. Y'all did great. All right. Let's see if we can line everybody up and say your name on the microphone, okay? Let's do that.
Emma D. Neal.
Mariah O'Neill.
Charlotte White.
Amy Kitt. Amy Kitt Russ.
Alva Barnes.
Luke Patty.
Bella Wally.
Jenna Ray Justice.
Mason Neal Gibbs.
Natalie Thomason.
Ashlyn Gibson.
Wonderful job. That's the green team here at the Big A Elementary School. Thank you so much for being with us here today. All right, I believe our final kindergarten group is going to join us right now, and it is the blue team, and Mrs. Playstead is going to introduce them.
Okay. We're here with the Blue Team Kindergarten, and we have several students from Ms. Playstead's class, Ms. Child's class, Ms. Fulbright's class, Ms. Champion's class, and Ms. Payne's class, and we have been learning how to read, and we've been working on color words, so the students would like to read to you one of their favorite stories that we've been working on this year. Are you ready, boys and girls?
Yes.
Okay.
Brown bear, brown bear, what do you see? I see a red bird looking at me. Red bird, red bird, what do you see? I see a yellow duck looking at me. Yellow duck, yellow duck, what do you see? I see a blue horse looking at me. Blue horse, blue horse, what do you see? I see a green frog looking at me. Green frog, green frog, what do you see? I see a purple cat looking at me.
Purple cat,
what do you see? I see a white dog looking at me. White dog, what do you see? I see a black sheep looking at me. Black sheep, what do you see? I see a golden fish looking at me. Golden fish, what do you see? I see a teacher, what do you see? I see children looking at me. Children, children, what do you see? I see a brown bear.
Good job. Give yourselves a hand. Y'all did it great.
Good.
Y'all did it great.
Can they tell them their names?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll say the names.
So we're going to come up and let you say your first and last name. We'll start with you. Come on up.
Champion.
Very good. Okay. Come tell them your name.
Marin.
Charlie Hawkins.
Good.
Eliza Collins.
Lacey Spence.
Kinley Dawn.
Castle Jackson.
Natalie Brady.
Emerson Age.
Tyson McCauley.
Good job. Great job. That is the Blue Team kindergarten classes at Big A Elementary School. Thank you. We're rejoined by Principal Regina Bales now, and what a wonderful program. Great group of kids we had here today.
Yes, sir, we do. We have a great bunch. Got a large bunch this year, but, you know, we're working hard every day, and I think y'all can hear the the difference Big A is making.
Yeah, wonderful staff that you have here.
Absolutely. We're a big family.
That's right.
Big
that's
family.
Right.
Lots of support.
Well, I know there are a lot of special things throughout the year, so be sure and parents pay attention to things that are sent out and the messages you get and what all is happening here at Big A Elementary School. Ms. Bells, thank you so much for having us here for WNEG Goes Back to School.
All right, thank you.
And that's our WNEG Goes Back to School today from Big A Elementary School. We'll be back on Tuesday from Liberty Elementary School, so be sure and tune in then. For WNEG Goes Back to School, I'm Phil Hobbs.